For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies, Packer Ave, South Philly. Tonight at Chickies, as is every Monday night. Brandon Graham show at 6. BG will be here. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks. And their guest this week will be Jordan Mailata right here at Chickies. You can hear on the radio, and you can come visit and see him over at Chickies. So Nick Sirianni will speak in about 15 minutes. I'm sure there will be plenty of questions about all of his decisions yesterday. I'm sure there will be several, so you'll get to hear his answers to those. Until then, it's on you. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Aston, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What up, Jeff?
I agree with mostly what you said about Nick. Spike, your take is horrible about Nick.
Per usual.
And just like Embiid, but we're going to stick to Nick.
This guy,
and listen, I think Nick Sirianni is a nice dude, but this man has consistently done this. He did it in the Green Bay game. He did it in the Falcons game, which cost him a loss. He did it yesterday. He did it in the Saints game. So why are you surprised when we feel this way about Nick Sirianni?
What is it? What is the it you're talking about?
Okay, his decision-making, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so which decisions do we have a problem with?
Yesterday's decision?
I know yesterday. Jeff, we're going to have to dial in here. You don't like his decision-making. So which decisions in yesterday's game did you not like? Because I can read off all of the decisions, if you'd like me to.
We go up 22-0, and we should have been 23-0 when he's just... Why in the world the Jaguars have it?
No. So when you're up 20, Jeff, you're going to tell me the decisions, and you just told me one. So you're up 22-0. You have to go up. You have to go for two there, because if you go for two, it's so easy. Jeff, I'm going to explain to you because it's so easy. A third grader could understand this, and you're way past third grade, so I know we can do this together. If you're up 24-0, it means if the other team gets three touchdowns with 3 2-point conversions, you are tied. If the other team gets three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions, if you have 23 points, you lose. There is no difference between 23 and 22 points at that point. There's no difference. So you have to go for two. You're wrong. You're up 22 points. You're up 22-0. You have to go for two.
Guess what they would have done? They would have won the game.
No, again. Jeff, you're wrong. They won the game. They won. They did win the game.
We won in spite of the head coach.
No, yes. But I asked you for a decision you didn't like, and you are
I just gave it to you.
And you're wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
You're wrong. If you're up 22-0. All right.
If we go up, we're at least tied. But guess what? Tie means not a loss. If the game even goes into overtime, we have a shot to win.
You respect Ike's opinion on this, not mine, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Ike, if you're up 22-0, do you go for two or not?
I would not have gone for two yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Ike.
You're both wrong.
Honestly, when you're looking at Nick Sirianni and his decision-making by and large, we're just talking about this year. He's been horrific.
Okay.
He's been horrible.
Okay.
I'm a fan. I want the Eagles to do well.
No, okay.
I know for sure going into these big time games.
Well, I asked you for a decision, and you're wrong.
Doing this against Detroit or San Francisco or Green Bay.
We already beat Green Bay.
I know we did, but the playoffs is a different. You know, the playoffs is a different animal.
Okay.
You cannot be this you cannot be this bad. And this is not hard to me. These are normal decisions. That he just wants
and
to,
you're wrong know, about that, it, Jeff. You're
maybe
wrong.
Maybe he feels like just because he's been stripped of everything, that he needs to make these kind of These decisions are bad.
Because people like you criticize him for the wrong thing.
It's not the wrong thing.
You're wrong.
Because if you act like he's only done this just yesterday. He's been doing this.
We're right? talking about yesterday.
Okay. So you don't want you. So you're asking the question: why do we feel the way we do?
Yes,
it's not just because of yesterday.
Okay, so give me another decision from yesterday you didn't like.
He's been doing
What's another decision from yesterday you didn't like?
Oh my goodness, man.
Frozen. Okay, all right, that's enough from Jeff. I can't explain math to everybody.
Here's why I wouldn't have gone for two.
Okay.
Because it puts you up 23-0. You're dominating this team. I'm not looking at I'm going to give up three scores and a field goal, so I want to have 24. That's bad logic in itself. You're up 23-0. Why am I worried about losing a game 24-23? Am I expecting to give up 24 more points?
I disagree with you on this one.
That's fine. You can disagree. Yeah. I'm telling you it's illogical thinking. You're in the third quarter. You're up 22-0. If you're up 23-0, why are you worried about 24 points your defense is going to give up?
Because
the rest of the
that's
game?
Why you have to decide and, when to decide of those
why,
things.
And when you're ahead by as much as you are, just continue to add points. That's all you do is continue to add points. That's all you need to do.
In that situation, I'm sorry, you're up 22 points. I'd rather be up 24 points. The 23 and 22 are the same to me.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, because if you give the stop up, right, like I mentioned earlier, it's the whole momentum factor. You're giving them something to build momentum off of, and that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. They built momentum off of that to the point it got to 22-16.
It got to 22-16 because the defense allowed a touchdown and there was a bad call from the refs.
Yeah, it's called momentum.
Okay, and it was 22-16. And by the way, in that case, I'd rather be 24-16 than 23-16.
I'm sure you would. So would I. I'm just saying when it's 22-0 with a chance to go to 23-0, that's my thought process. Just continue to add points. I'm not looking at taking extra risk by running more plays and running for a two-point conversion.
Fair enough. Well, Nick will be asked that very question.
You know, you know who would have kicked the extra point there and wouldn't have gone for two?
Who?
Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
John Harbaugh.
Real football coach.
Okay.
I'm just saying, those guys would have done that. They would have just kicked the extra point.
Well, Nick Sirianni's been in more Super Bowls the last 10 years than Mike Tomlin has.
And I can ask you, which coach would you rather have?
I would rather have Mike Tomlin.
Okay, so then.
Well, so I can be honest about it. All right.
Okay, that's fine.
So Nick Sirianni will speak next, and we will get you all of it. You'll be able to hear the entire press conference with all the questions about all the decisions. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Pregame, in-game, postgame, Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpetes.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.